Dadlog, stardate 0716-2018. Good morning, fam. Happy Monday. It's good to be back. So for those of you who are not aware, we were at Guardian Con over the weekend, hence the change to the schedule. We didn't cast on Thursday. We still did a couch co-op on Saturday night, which was a ton of fun. Thank you all that made your way out to Dead After Dark. It was a lot of fun. We had a couple of friends over, Dominator 051, Spartan Gamer, and T-Bot showed up a little bit later, and it was a lot of fun playing some Gears 3 Horde mode, and just hanging out with y'all and getting to cast from the hotel room. I know the quality was a little garbage, but it was a lot of fun for me. It was nice to sit back and relax. Conventions can be really draining when you're out on the floor all day and then you're out at night all night and then you do it all over again. I'm getting a little older, and so I can appreciate taking a step back and having a moment to just hang out with friends and game and chat. So it was a lot of fun. And really that's what I want to talk about today, is the convention experience, and specifically my first experience with, going to a gaming convention. I've gone to many conferences, in my professional life, and, those conferences are always, either about two things. They're about learning, or they're like about business. Every once in a while, depending on the size of the conference, right, you'll see, you know, people that you know, and it's good to catch up. And it can be a lot of fun, but a lot of times you're kind of wandering alone, and you're, the only thing you're doing is having business meetings, or you're, going from, you know, session to session to session, to pick up new things and whatnot. The convention experience is very different from that. And it's really exhilarating and inspiring. And I get the impression that Guardian Con, as my first experience, is setting the bar really high for what my convention experience is probably going to be in the future, mainly because it feels like a family there. It's super tight-knit. Everyone is, you know, talking about the charity marathon and the good that gaming does. It's a very, very feel good convention, and that's awesome. I met so many, broadcasters that I have been friends with over the course of the, you know, 10 months that I have been broadcasting, and it was absolutely incredible. It really was. It was inspiring. It was exhilarating. It made me want to come back here and work even harder. And if anyone has talked to me about the number of hours that I put in on any given week, and how the back end is usually about three times as many hours as I'm putting in on the front end, wanting to work harder, can seem like, what? But it has, seeing what broadcasters and streamers can do with their social influence, like raise enough money to run St. Jude's Children's Hospital for a whole day, is incredible. And the funny thing is about the convention is experience was that I met broadcasters across the spectrum. Like, I mean, one of my highlights was getting to thank Broman in person, for everything that he's done for me and for, St. Jude and for a whole ton of other casters through Ask Broman. He really is an inspiration, and he's a very cool guy, just as cool in person, as he is over the internet. I got to meet Kevin, I got to meet Goth. But I got to meet, you know, people who are just starting their journey, guys like Spartan Gamer, TRG Camo and those folks. And so getting to meet people across the spectrum, of all different sizes, at the end of the day, we're all people and we're all content creators. And, It was just, it was really exciting to connect with people on a personal level. So, my encouragement for you, today is that if you have never been to a convention, either because you're afraid of what a convention means, if you have social anxiety, if you just haven't been able to afford it, is to make a focus to get to a convention, especially if you can find a smaller one like Guardian Con. In the grand scheme of things, Guardian Con was like, I think they said 8,800 people, you know, unique badges across the 2 days was the number of people that made it to Guardian Con. When you start looking at like the E3s and the PAXs of the world, those can go like 100,000. I think finding a smaller convention to really dip your toes in, one where you know you're going to know people, or people you've met over the internet that you'd really like to meet in person, find that convention where you can meet up with other creators that are going to be at that convention that you've either interacted with through their chat or through Twitter or wherever you've interacted with them. Because I think the key to a convention, just like the key to broadcasting, is people. People make the convention. People were the whole reason why I went to Guardian Con this year. And, it was cool to be able to meet some people in the industry, meet different vendors. I got to meet the Warframe community managers, which was amazing as well. They're incredible people. And I'm so excited to be a partner in representing the Warframe community in that capacity. It really is a phenomenal game, and that team of community managers that go to all these conferences are super solid. Megan and Reb and Taylor are all as cool in person as they seem over the internet. So that's my encouragement for you, is to identify a conference that makes sense for you, and to go. Just do it. You won't regret it. You will meet the people that you've been interacting with over the internet, and it's very different. The running theme seemed to be that people were generally much taller or much shorter than I thought they would be based on interacting with them through the internet. And so it's always cool to meet people. So my encouragement for you, step out of your shell, go to a conference, especially one where you know you're going to know people at. And my biggest recommendation is to either get phone numbers, or to, you know, make the agreement that you're going to contact each other through Discord or through Twitter DMs or whatever the case might be. Because I think looking back on that experience, my one regret was not kind of pre-planning a little better, to meet all of the folks that I wanted to meet. Because once you get out on the con floor, I actually didn't pull out my phone other than to take pictures. I was not spending a whole lot of time on my phone. I even missed phone calls, and I was definitely missing DMs and stuff like that until the end of the day, because you're interacting with so many people that you're not focused on your digital device. And so looking back on my convention, my first convention experience, I am going to be planning a little bit better the next time I go to a convention to get phone numbers ahead of time, because I want to be able to call people. I want to be able to text people. And to really be able to ensure that I get, because there were still people I didn't get to meet, as much as, like, if you've looked at my Twitter, I had collages up. I made picture collages of all the people I took pictures with. And that wasn't even half of the people I met. So those are kind of my suggestions, is to make sure that you pre-plan ahead. But get to a con. That's my encouragement for you today. It was an incredible experience. I'm so glad I went. I'm already looking forward to Guardian Con 2019. And I'm looking very hard at the conventions that I want to go to next year. I think it's a super important aspect to content creation, even though it's a really expensive one, to get to meet these people face to face, because these are the people you're building community with, and it's different over the internet. So that's my encouragement for you today. Happy Monday. I hope everyone is starting off their week right. If you are enjoying the Dad Logs, make sure you like and follow on Facebook, subscribe on YouTube. If you're on your favorite podcast platform, a rating and subscription would be very much appreciated. But most importantly, if you feel like someone is going to get value out of this Dad Log or any of the other Dad Logs, make sure you share with them. Let them know that this is out there, that this is a resource for them. I'd love to hear your feedback in the comments. Have a fantastic Monday. I'm looking forward to being back on the horse and back doing stuff. I've got a whole bunch of follow-up that I have to do out of the con. I've got to follow up with a few companies. I have a whole lot of follows and Twitter follows and stuff that I need to get down. I haven't even started to go through the business cards that I've got. So I'm looking forward to starting to engage with folks that were new. But that's my encouragement for you. Have a great day. And I leave you with God bless.